This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain told CNN on Sunday that the United States will find a way to get the remaining Americans out of Afghanistan if they want to leave. He said officials believe about 100 Americans remain in the country a week after U.S. troops completed their pullout. Klain said any removal of the remaining Americans would likely take place through flights from Qatar. He added that the United States will continue to try to help Afghans who assisted U.S. troops through the years and would now like to leave the country. But the lead Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Michael McCaul, told Fox News on Sunday that based on U.S. intelligence briefings, he believes hundreds of Americans were left behind as the last U.S. military flights left Kabul last Monday. He said no U.S. citizens have gotten out of Afghanistan since then. He added the Taliban wants something in exchange for allowing any additional Americans to leave, and that is full U.S. recognition for a Taliban-controlled Afghan government. The words once again of Congressman Michael McCaul, the lead Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Qatar has flown humanitarian aid into Kabul and says it will operate daily aid flights to Afghanistan over the next few days, providing much needed supplies following a hiatus in much Western aid due to the Taliban takeover last month. Qatar has emerged as a key connection between Western nations and the Taliban after developing close ties with the militant group through hosting its political office since 2013. The Gulf state's foreign ministry says a Qatari aid flight carrying medical supplies and food products arrived in Kabul on Saturday. You can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Guinean army colonel has gone on state television to say that President Alpha Conde's government has been dissolved, along with the constitution. The announcement on Sunday in the West African nation came after hours of heavy gunfire had erupted near the presidential palace in the capital. The army colonel said the country's land borders were being closed for a week. He made no mention of Conde's whereabouts. The defense ministry earlier had claimed the attack on the presidential palace had been thwarted, even though there were no signs of Guinea's 83-year-old leader. The colonel said, quote, "The duty of a soldier is to save the country." He added that the country has been impoverished for too long. Prison authorities in South Africa announced Sunday former President Jacob Zuma was granted medical parole after being jailed in July for contempt of court after snubbing graft investigators. Zuma has been hospitalized since August 6th at a health facility outside the prison where he was incarcerated for ignoring a court order to testify before a judicial panel probing corruption during his 9-year tenure, which lasted until 2018. The parole is effective Sunday. He will serve out the rest of his 15-month jail sentence outside jail. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is accusing rich countries of a moral failure by stockpiling COVID-19 doses while poor countries are struggling to get supplies. Brown is now a United Nations special envoy. He called on U.S. President Joe Biden and other Group of Seven leaders to urgently ship vaccines from warehouses in America and Europe to Africa. He said by the end of the year, the West is set to have 1 billion surplus doses, even if every European and American adult has received a booster shot and all children over 12 are injected. He also claimed the grip of rich countries on vaccine stocks is stopping the international sharing program COVAX from meeting its promise to send 2 billion vaccines to poorer countries this year. Indigenous groups urged world leaders on Sunday to back a new target to protect 80% of the Amazon basin by 2025, saying bold action is needed to stop deforestation, pushing the Earth's largest rainforest beyond a point of no return. Amazonian delegates launched their campaign at a 9-day conference in Marseille, where several thousand officials, scientists, and campaigners are laying the groundwork for United Nations talks on biodiversity in China next year. Just under 50% of the Amazon basin is currently under some form of official protection or indigenous stewardship, according to research published last year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.